Who sins you forgive are forgiven them. Who sins you retain are retained them. Today, we call this a Divine Mercy Sunday. And it speaks about the primacy of God's mercy. Now, historically, there's always been a tension in our church between God's mercy on one hand and divine justice. A divine mercy and divine justice. To explain it, my mother always had a bit of a struggle with this. So she always believed in divine justice, that you get what you deserve, sort of deal, right? And she didn't really capture, she really struggled with the idea that somebody could live a life of dissipation all life, and at the very last minute go, "Oh Lord, forgive me," and then we would get into heaven. She goes, "That doesn't make any sense. You get what you deserve. You've lived that life. There's consequences for that." Now, she didn't reject it. It's just that she struggled with it, right? Now, as son who grew up in the household, believe me, I know what her justice meant. And it was severe at times. So, but I understand the tension. It's very real. Like, what justice says is that divine justice says there are right and there is wrong. And that there's consequences when we do things that are wrong. Right? And I think all of us would agree that's kind of has to be the way it does. That makes sense. Divine mercy says that God's love overcomes, its primacy is that God's love overcomes all sin and all errors. Here's interesting. As a child, any of us as a child will remember that we rely on God, mercy. Like, so we completely understand it, because when we make mistakes as a child, we go to mom and like, "I'm sorry." And we expect from our parents, "Okay, fine, go ahead." And we understand that. We really get it. But when we become adults, we tend to look, no, there's a consequence. You do this wrong, there's a consequence for it, and that's the way it is. And we get that. There doesn't have to be an either or. It's a both and. It's complementary. They aren't, yes, they're in tension, but there is what today's celebration says, is there's a primacy of divine mercy. That God's love, God's mercy, reigns supreme even over his divine justice. And just bear with me. There's a great way to explain this. And it's given by a Dominican mystic, Henry Souza. And it's actually in Divine Mercy. It's in the Give Us This Day book, explain this. But let me give you an example in more local terms. If think of a mother whose toddler walks into an open fire. Okay? What will the mother do? The mother will immediately do what? Reach in and grab the child out of the fire. Right? Now, there is a thought in the mother's mind that this silly, stupid boy, why did he get into the fire? He shouldn't have done that. Now is not the time for a lesson plan about what the wrong things and the consequence of jumping to the fire. The mother will immediately reach in and grab the child, and then afterwards help the child understand the consequences. In other words, here's what's interesting. It's important to understand what happens. The consequence of that situation is both the child gets burned and so does the mother. Right? I'm reaching in, the mother's going to burn her hands, and if you ask that mother, she would do it 1,000 times over. She would not do it ever, no matter how many times that would happen, right? So that's the difference between divine mercy and divine justice, right? So divine mercy says, I'm going to reach in and grab the child in the midst of their hurting situation. Divine justice says, there's a consequence to you when you walk into open flames, you end up getting hurt. But what God does in the situation of divine mercy, God hurts as well as we hurt. Open flames, reaches in, and burns like a mother. burns, and both have servants. So just bear with that. That's the understanding. So that's why we choose today, the church has chosen today as a feast day for divine mercy. Because we see the risen Lord with nails in his hands. You have to ask why. Why would you not have, why could Jesus in the risen form, the glorified form, not have? Why the need for the nails? Why the nail marks? Because God wants us to know that God hurts. That Jesus' wounds, Jesus hurts and is wounded when we are wounded. Like a mother is wounded in saving that child from the open flames. God hurts when we make mistakes. He doesn't stay there. He retrieves us and that will bring healing. And the glorified Lord is a reminder of us that in his wounds, he saved us from our sins. And in so doing, was wounded himself. Now, when we understand that, that's awesome. That God's love, God's mercy, God's love is primacy over even his divine justice. That he will even wound himself to save us from our sins. That's the ultimate message of Easter. But today, in celebrating divine mercy, we emphasize the primacy of divine mercy. Wonderful theology, great. But so what? How is that going to change our lives? Well, first of all, we have to allow in that divine mercy and not think that we don't need it, because we do. To not make the mistake in thinking that other people need divine justice. We need divine mercy because we make lots of mistakes. We offend God. And we offend others around us all the time. In the way we say things to our spouses, we say the silliest things and offend them and hurt them. We, as children, say the darnest things and offend our parents. And sometimes really deeply hurt our parents. And sometimes we, as parents, maybe go too far and end up hurting our children in some ways. And then the multitude of other places where we hurt our co-workers, even our friends, and certainly strangers and people who we don't even know, who we ignore, and in so doing, causing them pain and hurt. So the first thing we have to say is, Lord, I need your mercy. I need to accept the gift of your divine mercy because I am sinful. Now, once we have actually let that sink into our soul, and that we are allowing the balm of God's mercy, divine mercy and his love to heal us, then we are impelled by that very act to pass that forgiveness on to others. Whose sins are forgiven, they are forgiven. Whose sins are retained, are retained. And why? Because God has been merciful to us. And so we are called to be merciful to others. Because we know that we have made mistakes, then we know others will make mistakes and hurt us. Even if it's unintentional, we still are called to forgive and to give the mercy of God to others. So as we celebrate the primacy of God's mercy today, and we see how in Christ he forgives his disciples for doubting and being in a place of fear. And how he forgives Thomas and realizes that him, he doesn't scold him. He again shrouds him and covers him with the blanket of his love and his mercy. We too are called to do likewise. We are called to forgive and not to scold. We are called to shroud people in the God and the garment of God's love and forgiveness with ours. That is divine mercy.